and you can't piss on hospitality.
Oh my God!
Okay, welcome to a very special edition of the Super Podcast, something we haven't done before, which is the super awesome audio commentary, very first audio commentary edition. And the film of choice is Troll 2, which is known as possibly the best of the worst movies. And I'm joined with my unofficial co-host, Bede, who we all know as the Terrible Australian. Hello, Bede.
I'm Artsy, how are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
Could be better. It's going to be very nightmarish, 90 minutes.
Yes, well, we are tackling Troll 2, which it has been classified as one of the worst films ever made. And as we watch the movie, we're going to provide our listening audience with some awesome audio commentary. And the way that we're going to do this is we'll start the movie, we'll give you a countdown. So if you actually want to watch the movie while you're listening to the podcast, you can. So you can be in time with us, or you can just listen to us talk about the movie for 90 minutes and have a good laugh, because that's our intention, so hopefully it'll be fun. Yes. Awkward silence.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, before we actually get right into it, Bede has to tell us why he's a terrible Australian for this week.
Okay. I'm a terrible Australian because I have seen The Hottie and The Naughty starring Paris Hilton.
You make me want to be sick.
I know.
That is possibly a film way worse than this.
But thank goodness we're not actually doing an audio commentary for that movie. So.
No, we're only going to do audio commentaries for movies that are actually fun.
Yes.
All right.
Not painful to sit through.
Yes, and not with Paris Hilton, because she should be, well...
Well, I'd be like, I'm Paris Hilton, haha, I'm stupid, ha. That's what I'd be doing throughout the entire movie.
I'd just be punching her in the face. I'd actually track her down and punch her in the face.
Oh, who wouldn't? Not that I'm, suggesting anyone should go out and punch women, just, yeah.
We don't condone abuse of any kind, but, I'd punch her in the face.
I'll get my sister to do it, so.
All right. Now, are you ready for Troll 2?
I am ready as ever.
Alrighty. We'll give ourselves a countdown. So if any of our listeners are actually going to watch the movie with us, you may, and be in time with us.
Yep.
Alright, so it's going on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and push play. And I've got the lion growling at me.
He's warning us to stop watching this movie.
He's like, "Rawr, this is bad.
Run away from the movie."
Rawr, rawr. Right, so coming up now is one of the most confusing beginnings to a movie of all time. Yep. There is a dude, and he's like...
He's wearing lederhosen.
Well, he's like in the forest and like there's these like goblin-y things. Now, it's called Troll 2, but this movie has no trolls in it.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst case of false advertisement since Naked Lunch.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, this movie was called Troll 2 just because they wanted to like get exposure for the film. Because there was a Troll 1 and that wasn't very good, and I don't know why they would want to associate themselves with it, but whatever. Now, we have a grandpa and the kid. He's telling the kid a story, and grandpa's actually dead and he's a ghost reading a story or some shit like that.
Spoilers, Marcy.
Well, in about 2 minutes you're going to find out that he's a ghost, so... Back to the story, there's these troll thingies. No, goblins. There's no trolls. Made a mistake.
Wait, hold on, Marcy. Slap. There's a story to this movie?
I don't know. I didn't think this movie had a story. This has got goblins and whatever, and this guy's running, and these goblins look like...
They're like very evil versions of Ewoks.
Oh, man. They're like even more retarded than Ewoks could imagine to be.
They're like a bunch of school children just wearing Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I mean, the oh my gosh. The mask. The masks just look stupid. It looks like something I could make in like kindy.
You probably could. They probably did on the set of this movie.
No doubt. And the guy's like falling over, rolling. Oh, he fell down. Oh no.
The world is spinning. It's spinning.
I'm falling. His grandpa again. He's very convincing, the grandpa.
Oh, yeah. As convincing as one could in this movie.
Now, some facts about the brilliance of this movie. I'll just have to quickly make sure that I'm not saying crap. Oh, this woman's makeup is awesome. She's got, like, the dotted on, what do you call freckles. It? Freckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell she's evil because she's got freckles.
Yes, freckles equals evil.
Yeah, but she's a very sexy goblin, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby.
Now, here's a line that doesn't. I just don't get. He says, like, he eats and drinks, but how can you eat and drink that at the same time?
I mean, what is that? Please. I mean, God.
It's like green paint.
Yeah.
Now, he's just like... Oh.
Oh, man, what's going on, bitch?
No.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell that green stuff is supposed to be, but it doesn't look appealing.
Yeah, it's supposed to turn him into, like...
a goblin. A plant thing. Now, apparently... the crew of this movie only really spoke Italian, and I think that had a lot to do with, like, nobody knew what they were doing and they didn't understand each other.
And why the dialogue is completely ridiculous. Completely
terrible. Oh my god, he's got green all over his face!
They just threw green cordial all over him.
Yeah, that or, like, food colouring or something.
Yeah, these goblins are very intimidating.
they're so scary. Like, I'm shitting my pants just, like, looking at them.
He's showing us his angry face, this one.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, I'm so badass.
He's a badass motherfucker.
He's a badass mofo, bitch. Yes. Now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh my god. My movie just stuffed up there. It kind of, yes, it restarted itself. I've got to find where we're up to.
Okay, I'll stop at the 5-minute mark.
Oh, don't worry, just keep going. And part of the problem, it restarted.
The mother has come into the room.
What minute mark are we up to?
5 minutes. But 5 minutes and 10 seconds now.
Okay, I'm at 5:15. Sorry about that, folks.
I'm like a few seconds behind.
I'll pause it for 2 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Okay, mummy's come in. Oh, what the hell? Grandpa's disappeared. The ghost of Grandpa.
Grandpa's gone and gone.
But Grandpa?
Grandpa?
Oh. Oh,
this actress is awesome.
Oh, she's terrible, man. She, like, sucks. Monkey's balls.
She's got father issues.
Now, I finally got my subtitles back. Apparently pausing the video causes the subtitles to disappear. Alright, just to clarify, we're at 5 minutes and 50 seconds.
I'm actually at 5 seconds and 8 seconds. 6 seconds. How about we pause it and just go back to the 5-minute mark?
I'm so not pausing it because I'm going to lose my subtitles. Just fast forward to 6 minutes now.
Hold on.
This is like epic fail in 6 minutes. Come on, catch up.
I am catching. I'm on 6 minutes 13.
I'm on 6 minutes and 6 seconds.
Oh, jeez. This is an epic fail.
Yes, we'll get there. Nothing like major is happening anyway.
Okay, I'm at 6 minutes, 20 seconds. Am I there yet?
You're still a few seconds ahead of me.
Okay, where are you two now?
I'm 6:20 now.
Okay, I'm 6:25.
6:23. All right, we've only got like a 2 second delay, so that's fine.
Okay,
all right. We're all good, man. Oh, here's a good scene. Oh, I'm working out and I'm sweating. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Oh, look, she is working out.
Oh, yeah, she's watching Tom Cruise and... Who was that? Was that Johnny Depp or something?
Oh, Johnny Depp. It's as close as that's the only stars they could get in this movie.
On posters.
On Cruise. And Mom's just watching.
Yeah, oh my God, that daughter is such a bad actress.
Here comes probably the best actor of the bunch.
Oh, he's the best. I love the dad. I'd so, like, go to his dentistry practice and have him do my dental work because I so wouldn't be scared of him as a dentist. Because I have a bad phobia of dentists. Like, really bad, but just if I saw him, I so wouldn't. Because, you know, he became a dentist.
Yes.
For everybody who doesn't actually know, there is a documentary about Troll 2 called The Best Worst Movie. And it's current, I think right now, it's doing the rounds in the US. Mm-hmm. Limited, like, release and showings, but hopefully, like, it'll make its way to DVD so we can all see it and enjoy an awesome documentary about such a fantastic movie.
Well, we should recommend people that they should actually see Troll 2 first before they see this movie.
Yeah, well, watch Troll 2, listen to the commentary, and it's all good. But for some reason, like, my subtitles keep disappearing. I have no idea why.
Who are the goblins?
I can't hear what they're saying, so we can only, like, record this, but the subtitles keep disappearing.
Oh, this is it. We might have to do it again.
Well, if it keeps disappearing, it's not going to work again.
Oh.
We're doing fine. There's no one's, like, actually talking. The kid's just doing his, like, really unconvincing, scary face.
This is kind of like a scene out of Paranormal Activity. Noises are going on. He's looking around.
This is more scary than Paranormal Activity. Just, like, add Micah to the family and, oh, no, they'd be
doomed.
Oh,
they do have their Micah. They have Elliot.
Micah's
Although, there. In this case, the girl, is it? Holly is Micah in the relationship.
Oh, she's a terrible. Oh my God. He's heading to oh, look at his convincing scream. Did I mention, like, the clothes they wear in this are awesome? This kid, like, seriously, he cracks me up. He's just so bad. He's just sitting there shitting himself for nothing. Because Grandpa read him, like, this most unscary story ever about goblins. Like, he's going to say trolls, but they're not trolls. Just because it's called Troll 2 doesn't mean there's trolls in this movie. Look at her sweat.
Hi.
And she's just like, oh, you scared me, bitch. And he's just like, oh, baby.
He's like a princess.
She, like, hits him. Oh, man. This movie's like, it's legendary.
They're like the white version of Ike and Tina Turner, except the roles are reversed. I mean, he beats the...
Look at
she
his
beats
eyebrows.
The shit out of him all the time.
He's got, like, these massive eyebrows. I don't know why they're, like, sticking out.
They're like Eli Roth eyebrows.
Yeah, but he's hot. I could stand his eyebrows.
Oh, look, here come his friends.
What's the guy with the glasses called again?
It's Arnold.
He's my favourite.
Yeah, because he's got the best line in the movie.
Yes, we'll save that for later. But, yeah, I'm kind of, like, angry that my subtitles don't want to work. They worked for, like, 5 seconds and then they stopped. I have no idea why. Oh, dear. I'll just, like, pretend I know what they're saying. I'm a dumb idiot. I have these really crazy eyebrows.
Do you like my eyebrows? They're sexy.
Look into my eyebrows. Oh, man.
With my family.
If these two got it on right now, it'd be so hot.
If they had a child, his name would be Uwe Boll.
So that's where he came from.
It would explain a lot of things.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. And she's all just, like, ready for him. Oh, yeah, just, like, hit you and stuff, but...
I think he's more interested in getting his friends to come in and just, like, that double tag secrets.
Yeah, they should just have had, like, a full gangbang on her.
Yeah.
Now she's all pissed off. I can't remember why, because my subtitles aren't working.
They're in the car now.
Yes, they're in the car.
And she's destroyed.
I'm starting to feel those hunger pains.
Yeah, this movie does make you feel hungry while you're watching it.
Well, yeah, it gives me hunger pains, and yeah, the dad in this movie is the best. Nothing beats the dad.
I'm just surprised how, like, really buff he is for a dad.
For a dad. He's buff for a dad.
They're like the bit, like, him and the wife are like the most mismatched couple in all of history.
Oh, but he's so cool.
Oh, yeah, but he's awesome. Stop it, please. You know, it's amazing. She doesn't even know the title, Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
She looks so retarded. I just want to hit her.
Oh, jeez. Oh, they're singing off cue. They're not even harmonizing properly.
That's because they suck. They can't even, like, sing. You guys suck, man. You guys suck.
The scenery shot.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Well, here comes a big truck. It would have been cool if it was Optimus Prime.
You know this movie is bad. Even the truck wants to get out of the picture.
The truck's like, fuck, I don't want to be in the scene.
Oh, here comes the guys in their...
In their RV. Recreational... Van. I think that's what it stands for. I should go watch Breaking Bad again. At least they had a cool RV.
They just high five for a sec. We're back to the family now.
Are we? I'm still at the RV.
I'm way ahead of you.
This is the best audio commentary ever. The kid's in the car and he's all sweaty and like, oh my God.
Okay, I'm back at the sweaty part now. He's just woken up.
Yeah, we're all good then. We're at the same spot.
We're at proper time now.
We're at the dad glaring at him. Oh my God, he's got green cordial going down his face. And literally, the mum just looks scary.
Mum looks like a bitch.
Mum is a bitch, and he's got trees growing out of his hands. I'm scared, Mommy. There's trees growing out of his fingers.
What? Oh, the sister's more terrifying.
I know. I'm going to have nightmares about her.
If she was, like, looking over my bed, looking straight down at me with that face, I'd be, like, totally scared.
See, if I had that looking at me, if I was in Paranormal Activity, then I'd be scared.
One of the trolls looks like Bill Maher.
They're not trolls. They're goblins.
Goblins, sorry. It's so confusing, this movie.
The effects are so shit.
The plot to Inland Empire made more sense in this movie.
Really, it did. Oh, man. I just, like, want to give this poor kid a hug. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, he's all, like, confused. And the dad's all just like, what the fuck's going on?
That sandwich. I suppose it's a real kind of sandwich any real mum would actually make, so at least they put a bit of thought into that. It's like, stop them. He was actually telling that to the filmmakers to stop them from making the movie.
Oh, man. I'm just wondering why the hell my damn subtitles are not freaking working. I'm angry. He runs up to him and his grandpa. Stupid ghost grandpa, you've ruined the kid. I tell ya.
He's not really grandpa, he's just some old pervert that's been following him since they left the house.
But he sees him as grandpa at the moment. But grandpa?
He's been hypnotized. No, you bastard.
Well, see, the dad in this movie, he's so hot. Look at him. He's all cool looking.
Oh, it's the real hobo.
Yeah, I'm just a pedophile. He probably really was.
I'm just wondering, why is his face all dirtied up?
Because he's a dirty hobo. Look at his face. He's got this, like, yeah.
He's
oh my
pissed
God.
Off that they give him a lift.
Look at the clothes the guys are wearing.
They're screaming out. They think that some random chicks they want to have sex with.
They're like really stupid.
You know what's amazing? I'm amazed that they were able to see her and just give him the finger.
I know. You just saw the car. Like, how can you see her giving the finger? They must be like psychic. Mr. Eyebrows is all like pissed off. I don't really know what he's saying, but yeah. Oh, we're at Nilbog, which is goblin spelled backwards. That's the thing. It's they're in goblin land.
Yeah. It's There's no people on the street because the townspeople found out that the beggar's been there, so they ran for their
They all ran away. Oh, shit. Troll 2 is filming.
Here comes up a plot hole in the movie that doesn't make sense.
So tell me.
No one's here. This time of night, it's friggin' daylight outside.
The kid looks like he just shit his pants. Do you know what a really big plot hole in this movie is?
What's
that? That the dad would have a better wife.
Yes.
He could do so much better than that crazy bitch. Here's all the weird townsfolk.
They're just disappointed that they were able to leave and they couldn't.
They're like, damn, we got to be in this shitty movie.
See, look, it's daylight outside. How is it night at all?
I think he was a little bit confused because he looked at his wife and he's like, oh, crap. I'm married to her. Here's the family weirdos.
Here they are.
What are they doing, like switching houses or something?
Yeah, they're switching houses.
They should have done a wife swap. Get rid of that mum.
Yeah, actually, the wife actually is a bit hotter than the
Well, wife. Yeah. I'm sure he'd, like, prefer to nail the other one.
Actually, the mother is actually more of a country wife. Than... And the family are definitely more city folk.
The dad looks so short compared to this guy.
Oh, jeez.
Look at that kid. They're, like, doing this stupid, like... Oh my God, they've got these things on them and they're like the worst makeup ever.
It's plasticine, it's all over.
It's Play-Doh. Look how tall that fella is compared to like the dad.
He must be like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, because the dad already looks huge. And then they're going into their utility.
I just like the fact that you just tell them like they're gonna enjoy the house. They got the same conveniences, despite the fact they already own the same stuff that they do.
Yes, but this family left them such a great meal.
Yeah, they're real bogans.
And now he throws the thing at the kid. What does it say? Eat before we eat you on the ball. And this kid's just like, oh my God, what's going on?
The kid could just easily say, well, I'm not going to eat if I have to be eaten.
He's just like, I don't want any of that food. Doesn't Grandpa tell him about the food or something? I can't remember.
Oh, he tells him in a few seconds.
Yeah. Because, you know, Grandpa appears in mirrors in this movie. I know that, like, I see people in the mirror all the time. It's very realistic, this movie. Oh, my God. I can't look how high her jeans are. Like, tucked in as well.
It was the 80s, man.
This is made in, like, the late 80s. It came out in, like, 1990, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Isn't his grandpa? Or am I dreaming?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
I'm probably a second behind you because he just showed up.
Yeah. And all their food's got, like, this green crap on it. It's like the evil green stuff. Oh, no, Grandpa's not in a mirror. He's just outside.
He's just outside the window.
He's going, they're not allowed to eat the food or something, because I've got to make this up as I'm going along because my subtitles aren't working. He's got to stop them from eating the food, folks. So what do you think he goes and does?
Oh, well, he could probably just tell them not to eat the food, but he's got a bit more of an ingenious plan, I reckon.
He does. And, like, you know, I don't know. Like, the corn has green on it. Like, why the fuck would you eat corn with green on it?
I know, I think it's amazing they don't even ask what the green stuff is. They just
All happy to eat because, you know, they've got hunger pains. And somehow Ghost Grandpa can stop time.
And it goes for 30 seconds, and it's the longest 30 seconds in history.
Yeah, it's like, you know, 10 minutes of, like, them stopped.
It's the...
All right.
It is. It goes for about 10 minutes is 30
this
seconds.
This is, like, the best, like, scene in the whole movie. When kid's like, all right, got to stop everyone from eating the food. What am I going to do? All right. They've got, like food almost in their mouth. What to do? What to do? You know, they're still, I could grab the food and just throw it in the bin, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like circling.
And it's like around the 40 second mark.
It's the longest 30 seconds. We weren't kidding.
And now it's around the 2 minute and 50 mark.
And you can actually see them moving. They're not actually still.
I mean, you can see the drink moving.
The drink is actually moving. And the kid's just like, oh my god, what am I going to do? I'm going to stand up.
I can't, whatever genius plans he comes up with, it's going to be completely awesome.
I'm going to piss on the food. And Dad is not impressed. Ooh, a shot of Dad's hot ass.
He's sensitive.
Now, this is like the best lines ever in the movie, but...
Here it comes.
I can't hear
you
it.
You see this writing? You know what it means? Hospitality.
It's hospitality.
And you can't piss on hospitality. Yeah. I won't allow it.
He's not going to allow it, man. He's going to get his belt. He's doing it up an extra loop.
It's a great reversal because you honestly think he's going to belt him with the belt.
Which he did. Kid, you don't piss on hospitality. He's got hunger pains. He's going to do up his belt tighter. The kid looks like he's going to cry. It would have been better if he belted him with the belt. Actually, it would have been better if he pissed on the kid.
Liza Minnelli. There's
it
a picture of her in this room.
It's a great room.
He's just looking up.
Now he finally notices all this stuff in the room. Meanwhile,
what the hell is this movie they're watching?
Meanwhile, back at the RV, they're watching like a Planet of the Apes ripoff.
Directed by Uwe Boll, probably.
They're all like really stupid idiots. They're drinking their Mountain Dew.
You know what he was like talking about never to piss on hospitality?
They're drinking Mountain Dew. Sorry, I don't know why that's hilarious. It's like they thought, ooh, if we promote this, they might give us some funding. Clearly not. Oh, my favourite goes outside for a ciggy.
I just thought it was like back at the hospitality line. I, you know, ever since I heard that long line, I made sure never to piss on hospitality.
I always piss on hospitality because I want the dad to come after me. He can give me a right old spanking.
You know, this is like he sees a woman and it's probably the first time he's ever seen a woman in his life.
And yeah. She's got her clothes ripped off and she's got green on her. It's like, ooh, I'm going to chase after her with my like really cool plaid rainbow shorts. And his like rapist glasses.
You know, actually watching this scene reminds me a lot of my dating life. Because every time girls see me, they go running off into the woods.
I'm sure you have better luck than this guy. Or like he pounces on her, like, yeah, that's a smart move, man. And he's like got his face on her boobs. And then she's like, oh, take me now. I'm all green. And he's like, but aren't you scared of my rapist glasses?
They look like pervert glasses. They're so huge.
look like rapist glasses. It's freaky. This chick's just like, oh. He's just like, oh, I think I want to nail you.
And look out, it's Republicans.
It's the goblins in the troll movie without any trolls.
Like I said, Republicans.
For some reason, my subtitles just came back on. Like one line just came on the screen. Because this movie's so terrible, of course, our like, you know, subtitles don't work. We're not quite in sync, but I think we are now. He calls them dwarves. This guy's clearly a moron.
Yeah. You know, just him going up to these goblins and just like talking to them, he like, it's like he's more manly than Clint Eastwood and Chuck Norris could buy. That it's really impressive.
And he's like giving her the okay hand signal. This See, I can take laugh. Care of him. Yeah, baby.
Like, oh, the goblin's pissed off.
I wish the goblins pissed on him.
I just thought it was funny that spear went flying for like a couple, like a long, long way, and he was like only 35 feet away from.
I know, he like threw it and it was like going down, but then it like flew.
Yeah, it flew and then it just hit him.
And the guy saying he's deflowering a Nilbog virgin. That woman looked anything but virginal. And then they changed it. Oh, she's probably deflowering him. He got stabbed with this thing and it like, yeah.
It's so painful. I feel
his
pain.
Look at his pain. That's like the best painful scene ever. These goblins
run away.
Are like the scariest goblins of all time in a movie. I like shit my pants already. I've had to change them.
Yeah. The first thing I thought was like, yeah, if you're going to hide out, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't hide into a church that looks like it belongs to Satan.
Yeah. It's like, oh, let's go hide in here. And he's just like, yeah, I've got my cool plaid rainbow pants on. Shorts. Sorry, shorts. Alrighty, and then it's got like a bed. It's a church with like this bed, and it's got like vines and trees and everything, and this like ritualistic table thing. And she's like 10 feet taller than him. This guy's probably like about as tall as me, and I'm like 5'1". He's very manly.
It's like watching these two reminds me of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman when they were together.
Yeah, oh, look like out. That. Oh, it's the witch lady. Now, this is some of, like, the worst acting ever and the worst makeup ever.
You know, like, I've seen actors go all out to win an Oscar, but I have never seen an actor go all out to win a Razzie.
Oh, man.
And she takes the cake.
She really does. I mean, I thought Elizabeth Berkley was bad in Showgirls, but this woman is so much worse. Her name is Credence Leonore blah 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 blah. And she's got probably, like she's got like braces on her teeth.
And I thought it was smudge.
Her ancestors came from Stonehenge.
And somehow Stonehenge is in her house.
Yes, and it has to do with goblins. And not trolls. And she's got like the cheapest glasses and earrings ever.
They're like bigger than his glasses.
They're not rapist glasses like his.
She's like some kind of goth version of a sexy librarian.
She's supposed to be hot, apparently. She can seduce anyone. Look, she's got a cauldron. That's going to, like, cure him of his spear injury.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that in life you're not allowed to drink drinks that have, like, smoke coming out of them. But they do it anyway.
I know. They're just like, oh, yeah, we'll trust this chick. She's not weird at all.
Despite the fact that she has smudgy teeth and pale skin and grey hair.
I'm pretty sure that, like, the props and thing on Plan 9 from Outer Space were better than this movie. They were more convincing. Drink it, children. I can actually quote it now because I have some subtitles. Drink up, dumbasses. It's all green.
She barely even touches it.
It's the green cordial.
You know, this is a cop. This chick thinks this chick is not going to overact me. I'm going to overact her.
Yeah.
It's like the competition to see who can overact the most in this scene.
It's really like the most convincing acting I've ever seen ever.
She looks like she's being turned on by this.
Oh, she is. Like, when you drink green, it's a turn on. And he's just like, I'm so short. You guys are so much taller than me. Now she's going to go up the stairs. And something bad's going to happen. But, yeah. She's telling him to drink the broth. Yeah, it's broth. This is like, she's just like going up the stairs and he's just like, yeah, I'm just going to chill back here. But I can't move.
Oh, the guys are the green cordial again.
They love the green cordial. And she's just like, looks like she wants to like root the wood.
She's having an orgasm.
Yeah, it looks what it looks like with the green shit all over her face.
There's a logical explanation, yeah.
All of this. Yeah, right. She's just like, shut up, dumbass. He's just like, you know, convincingly scared.
Yeah, I just think it's amazing. He can see it changing despite the fact that she's lying on the floor on the second story of a building.
Yeah, and you can't actually see her from where they're standing.
Yeah, now, this is like a worst nightmare that I've had, like, bloody the Hulk spooging his spooge all over me.
You have nightmares about people spooging all over you? That's kind of
weird. No, just, it looks like the Hulk's had sex with her and he's like and he's like spooged all over her.
And apparently she's becoming one with the vegetables. She's getting purified. So in other words,
she's becoming a vegetarian.
She's becoming a vegan. She's like becoming like a big cabbage leaf. Because apparently...
The goblins are funny because they need to get away from the awful acting.
The goblins are vegetarians, so they have to turn people into vegetables so they can eat.
Oh, here they come.
Oh, here they come. They're going to eat her now. Oh, my God.
Here it comes. Here it comes. They're eating her.
And then they're going to eat me. Look at his face. Oh, my God.
He only said that because he's got a phobia of flies and a fly landed on his forehead.
Is that for real?
It is. If you go back, he's got a fly on his forehead.
I'm not going back.
Now here's another incredible scene.
Yeah, look at her.
You know, I have to admit, I actually do this in front of the mirror all the time, same dance moves and everything.
I also do these dance moves, but I do them like way better than she does.
I actually have that t-shirt in my closet.
I'm actually wearing it right now. I'm actually, like, doing these dance moves. She was auditioning for Showgirls. But she didn't get the part, obviously.
Oh, here comes her ultimatum. Final judgment.
She's, like, talking to the mirror about...
Oh, there's a lot of crazy people at this movie.
She wants her
just
boyfriend
like the biggest
to take
offender
her.
Of all.
Yeah. She wants her boyfriend to take her or, you know, to go with his boys or some shit.
Oh, the light's dimming.
I think she secretly wants him to be gay.
It's Orson Welles.
Look, it's Grandpa. Joshua. That's the wrong mirror, you bloody idiot. Mom, Dad, Mom, Grandpa's here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Grandpa went into the wrong room.
Yeah, Grandpa went into the wrong room.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Dad in his PJs. He's all
look at his chest, man. He's like all muscly and shit.
He's got like that Ricardo Montalban chest going on.
He actually does look like Ricardo Montalban.
Grandpa was calling Joshua.
I bet if he had the same outfit as Khan in
look
Star Trek
his
2,
face.
He would look like...
He's like, this family are a bunch of dickheads. Where's the mirror?
Where's the damn mirror?
It's over there. Grandpa! Oh, he's even got like his collar up on his PJs. Now that's cool, man. He's asking if she's still smoking dope. I think Grandpa's just a dirty perv. Oh, man. And Josh is like, I'll sleep in the room.
Will you, Josh?
But I'm not afraid. It's Grandpa. Well, he didn't actually say that, but I'm just making shit up. Just like they did when they made this movie. Oh, look at Daddy, so hot.
They're all going in the same room.
Is Grandpa?
Oh, the lines are dimming.
He's got his G.I. Joe PJs. He's trying to be cool.
Oh, that
one. Look at the lights going on and off.
Oh, here.
Oh, here comes Grandpa. Grandpa? You're in the wrong room. Yes,
right. Wrong room. Oh.
Grandpa's just probably... like, I don't know the layout of the house.
He got lost on the way to Albuquerque.
It's the kingdom of the goblins. Oh my god. It's like, oh my god. And he's like, why didn't you tell mum and dad? And they're like, they're not going to listen to me. I'm a ghost dude in a mirror.
And he should be, and he's right too, because they weren't listening to him while he was alive either. That's why they put him in the old people's home.
Dad just wanted to be like, I'm going to put my collar up and undo my shirt and be all cool. And I'm going to, like, give you lectures on pissing on hospitality.
And the lights come back on.
Look at his face. He looks like a goblin. Sorry, kid. I'm being really mean. I don't mean mean, kid.
Yeah, well, he's not a kid anymore. So
I'll be nice. Damn, there's no milk and coffee in our RV fridge. Are these people stupid? They don't like...
Oh!
Oh, look at these two guys are sleeping in bed together.
It's there's... like a missing scene out of Nightmare on Elm Street, too.
It is. Where's Jesse when you need him? But it's like, why didn't they take food with them? They wouldn't be having hunger pains otherwise. Look at this guy in his, like, tight pink or peach-coloured shorts.
He's stretching.
The other two guys are, like, in bed together without shirts on and probably pants. And he's just like, oh, I'm going to wear this and stretch. But apparently he, like, doesn't have a change of clothes either. Oh, here's hot dad.
And there's only milk.
There's only milk. Milk. Are you that dumb that you can't, like, buy food for your trip? It's lots of milk. No there's
brains.
No eggs.
There's no brains in this house either.
It's nilbog milk. And it's all, like, off milk.
It's all lumpy.
Dad's just like, what the fuck have you done to your hair? Why did I marry you? Bloody hell.
Kid comes in, he's all drunk.
He's all like, hi, Dad.
You know, birds are probably nesting in her hair.
That's what it looks like. I'm She's hungry enough to eat fasting for 2 days.
Who uses the word fasting anymore?
Yeah.
It's like earlier in the movie, they say peasants. It's like, who wrote this? Like, somebody from medieval times or something.
I'm surprised Dad didn't tell her to do her belt loops up because of the hunger pains.
She's trying to kill
the... Uh-oh, here come the cops. Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. This guy's, like, sweating on his crotch. That's just wrong. Actually, it's wrong that I was even looking at his crotch, but it's a bit hard not to notice.
Look out, it's the cops.
Look, he's got rapist glasses too.
You definitely know there are rapists in the movie. Anytime somebody wears glasses, they're evil or stupid.
Or they're a rapist.
Exactly.
Well, just in this movie, because they're wearing rapist glasses. If anyone wants to know what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube and write rapist glasses and you'll see a funny video. Excuse me, I'm just blowing my nose.
His name's Freak.
We parked our camper on the road. Are you hungry? Do you want some cock? Actually, he didn't really say that. But that's what it looks like he was going to say.
He's giving him something. And it's
he's giving him like a green donut thing.
You know, that's probably... it's a sandwich.
It's and a yes, green sandwich.
It's got green stuff all over it.
And he's eating it and he's like, ooh, yummy. You're going to turn into a plant. Apparently they're hospitable people. This movie just like wants to promote hospitality.
You know, actually, I want to see an episode of Cops that is set in Nilbog.
I just want to see the cops go out there with their batons and just like beat the shit out of everyone.
I just like the fact that it takes about 10 minutes for this car to park.
And all the townspeople are all like just standing there. And then he's going, where do all the girls go? And the guy's going, girls. There's no girls here. This is a sausage fest. Because they're all gay, duh. It's a sausage fest. This guy's pretending he's into girls. Look at him. All the people are just standing there.
They're all staring at him because they're wondering, why the hell is he wearing that shirt?
Wondering, why is he wearing those shorts? Why has he got peach-coloured shorts on, man?
It's that Nilbog milk again.
Yes. That's all they have in this town is Nilbog milk. Apparently, like, the goblins get milked, and that's the milk. He's starting to sweat green now. Look at this guy. He looks like a goblin.
You know, if Ozzy Osbourne decided to do country music from now on, he'd probably look like this guy.
I was thinking he looked like a really, really creepy, like, Doc Brown.
He kind of, in a way, kind of looks like Terry Gilliam.
Yeah, if Terry Gilliam and Ozzy Osbourne had a son.
And he went into country music, he'd look like this guy.
And he went to Nilbog to live. No, we just have this. We've only got milk, and you can have it for free. We don't actually have food in this town.
And we don't have money either.
Meanwhile, there's, like, apples there and corn.
Exactly. Why is there apples and corn and everything?
But, like, there's no food, and he can only take free milk.
Right. Just one of the many plot holes in the movie.
This whole movie is a plot hole. I almost was going to say shithole, but that's a bit mean.
Oh, that smiley. That smile is creepy.
Oh, it's the most convincing smile I've ever seen in my life.
He's constipated. That's what that's based
on. Well, when all they drink is milk and, like, have weird patches on their faces.
They're just still really shocked that he's still wearing those clothes.
They're very malnourished in this town.
They're probably thinking, I bet he looks better without them.
They're all got, like, these weird-ass sunnies as well. Who has a message? Arnold. Yeah. You have to go to this house. It looks like an old church. Oh, yeah, no worries, mate. See ya. These guys are just like, yeah, you got to go there. And Arnold's, like, got plants on his legs, and she's watering him. She becomes a cabbage. And now he's just becoming a tree. And this woman's just, like, doing her most Oscar-worthy performance.
Nah, Razzie-worthy performance.
No, she thinks it's Oscar-worthy, but, you know, she's a little bit delusional.
She really needs to brush her teeth, seriously.
That's what I think of your performance, bitch. She's got a nice blue watering can and everything. Yeah. And she's going to welcome the new neighbours. Is she going to wear that pretty dress? And she's got an ugly green cake. Wouldn't you be worried if everything anyone ate was like this green crap?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, after this movie, I will never I'll never eat anything that has green on it.
I'm going to make
you a green cake. Because I don't want to turn into a vegetable and be eating like confused goblins.
This is like a very like vegetarian movie.
It's an anti-vegetarian movie.
It's, like, really just retarded. Oh, look at his face. Oh, he looks 100 times better.
He looks like the elephant man.
I was going to say, he looks like Skeletor with plants.
Or even a Klingon.
With plants.
We'll be reopened in 9 minutes after sermon.
Oh, look at Dad. He's all buff. He should just, like, do a slow motion scene running. In, like, his undies. That would have made this movie way better. He's just going to sit down and, like, there's a book on the scene. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to read this vegetable book.
He's reading his favourite book, See Spot Run.
And the kid's just like, oh, I got a skateboard. I'm going to go, like, look around. Vegetable cookbook. And how to turn people into vegetables. Right, now he noticed that Nilbog is goblin spelt backwards.
Oh, he's walking up to the window. Yeah, he's having a look, waiting for Grandpa to make contact.
Grandpa! Grandpa! He's just noticed dun, now. Dun, dun, dun. Nilbog, it's goblin spelled backwards. This is their kingdom.
No shit, Sherlock.
Didn't Grandpa tell you that already, dumbass?
He just fell asleep pretty quickly.
That book must have been really boring.
It was too much reading for him, despite the fact that it's like only got a few words. And it's only a cooking book.
It's a vegetable cookbook. No wonder he fell asleep. And this other guy is just like, oh, I got my yellow t-shirt on and my peach shorts, and I'm like sweating green. I'm gonna drink some milk. Actually, I don't know if he drinks milk, does he? I don't remember.
I don't think he never even took a sip from it.
Oh no, here he is. He's spat it out. Ew. It's like all like sludgy. It looks like liquid paper. This guy's so ugly.
Oh. Look out! Oh!
I'm your neighbor. I'm Credence Lenore with some stupid last name. Oh my god, don't you just want to punch her in the head? She's like the worst actress ever. Meeting with this other worst actress ever.
Who's got a nest in her hair.
They all look like they have nests in their hair. It's just very appetizing. Right.
The mum's eyes is always wide. She's like...
She's telling her daughter is appetizing and provocative. Right. Because that's not creepy whatsoever.
She just has a thing for girls.
And the cake says welcome. It's apparently a traditional dish in these parts. I'm not sure what the green is supposed to be. Oh, look, zoom in.
She's got blush on.
She's got a lot on and it's really weird.
It's like the first time she's not pale for the movie. You know, I think she blushed because she saw the daughter and she was like really turned on by it.
Yeah, because everyone was hoping for a lesbian sex scene, but unfortunately it doesn't deliver on the goods.
Although we did see a man-on-man, two men sleeping.
We did get, like, the missing scene from Freddy's Revenge. That's what Jesse and Grady wanted to do, but unfortunately they didn't get to.
Yeah, that scene was, like, cut from the movie and they just transported it into this movie.
They needed, like, some stock footage. Now, apparently this is like a vegetarian sermon or some rubbish that he's like spying on. I don't remember. I have no idea what's going on because this movie doesn't make any sense. I don't know, but these people are just really dumb. And this kid's like just with his skateboard, like running around spying.
Yeah, this sermon could just be like just an average meeting for Peter.
Who's Peter?
Oh, you know, the protection and ethical treatment of animals.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about people eating tasty animals.
That's my club.
Yeah. Now he's left his skateboard and they're going to show you the skateboard and it's got green on it.
And they utilize like, green a lot in this movie.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't really afford anything else. He's like... trying to spy on, like, this hole in the floor. And, like, it's somehow moving the skateboard. It's kind of weird. And the weird family that's supposed to live at their house is still there. And he's, like, as he's finding this out, he's so convincing.
This guy looks like Patrick Duffy.
I was going to say, he looks like Colonel Sanders if Colonel Sanders had black hair.
No, he looks like Colonel Sanders if he was like was in service with Satan.
And he's talking about how bad meat is.
So in other words, it is a Peter meeting.
It's like hamburger, steak, sausages and hot dogs. These are all evil. You damn vegetarians. It's like on South Park when Stan stopped eating meat, he started getting lesions all over his body. And they said they were vaginas because he was a pussy for not eating meat.
Well, if you think about it, later on in the movie, they are kind of pussies because they don't really do anything.
No, and the saving grace is like a sandwich.
Oh, you want to spoil it, Marcy?
Oh, yeah, sorry, spoiler alert. But, you know, you have to see the scene and experience our experience of it to, like, really understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about excrement because they probably eat their own shit. Because that's like...
Because they talk shit, that's...
Well, somehow the skateboard, which was nowhere near, like, anything, somehow has rolled and someone's, like, grabbed the kid's face from the roof. Yes, that makes perfect sense. And she somehow knows where the RV is, and she's all pissed. She's, like, doing her convincing, like, talking to herself angry. Elliot, he's still having sexual relations with his friend. See, he's got to put his clothes on. Elliot, your eyebrows, they're so big. And I don't understand. Punched him in the face. I don't like your eyebrows. Get it? Now, what are they going to feed him? Something creamy.
They're going to feed him ice cream.
Oh, it's ice cream, but it looks like...
It looks like that lumpy milk.
It kind of looks like someone's really off sperm. To put it nicely.
And then they're putting a bunch of raisins in it.
And it's been given to them by goblins, and he's screaming for dead grandpa to help him.
Well, you're on your own, kid!
Grandpa's like, I'm out of here, bitch. They're like, open your mouth. We're going to feed you. Look how, like, scary these goblins are.
You know, the editing of this movie is fantastic. It's so seamless that we could go back between the humans and the goblin characters.
I know, it's like the most amazing editing I've ever seen in a movie ever.
Yeah, take that, Pulp Fiction.
They're like putting it all over his face. And he's like, I don't want it. And Dad's like, oh my God, I fell asleep. I gotta run in there now. Because I totally know where he went.
After seeing him run like that, he should have played Captain America in the new movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look at him.
He's got the look.
Look, he's got that tight ass that you could, like, break a stick on. They're giving me ice cream. Look at his face. They've got all these, like, vaginas on their face.
I think South Park must have got their, like, little vaginas bit from this movie.
Probably. How ugly is everyone in this town? The only person who's like remotely good looking is the dad. And he's just like, I've got hunger pains. Look at his face. He's so convincing.
He's so creeped out.
He's like, oh my God. These people are
He's
so
just creeped
ugly.
Out by the horrible acting that he's seeing.
He's like the best actor in this movie.
Police, look at the cop. He's like, what is he doing? He's staring him down. It's creepy.
Look at that kid's hat.
Yeah, look, see?
Look at his face. They zoom in on like his eyes. We must have patience till tonight.
In other words, so it's during the daytime.
Yes. Because they don't understand day and night. That playboy son of a Cooper's. What? What's he going to do? Dad should get out his belt and belt those guys.
He's going to drive all the way over there.
Yeah. He's just like really angry because he hasn't eaten anything and he's really had to tighten those belt loops. They looked a lot closer before. You know, they totally like remember what they're doing in this movie. Like the continuity is like so fantastic.
You know, they really play up the Ike and Tina relationship.
She's so abusive to him. I don't know what he's got to be worried about. And he's like, dude, I don't like your big eyebrows. He's telling him he gives him a bad impression. She's the one who, like, smacks him around.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like,
what kind of a family is it that you have to leave your friends behind to go join this family?
Yeah. He's like, you got to come to our house.
And this guy's just upset because his boyfriend's leaving.
Yeah, and the other two guys aren't there to keep him company either. And he's got, like, the worst hairdo of all time.
It's the mullet.
And now Mr.
Speaking of liberating girls, here's one now.
Peach shorts dude with yellow top. And look at Arnold. He makes a pretty plant.
I want to have him in my house, just in the corner.
They should have put his rapist glasses on his face, but they
the
didn't
bar
do
probably
that.
Covered his glasses.
Yeah, well, they should have like taken the glasses off and then put them back on. That would have been awesome. And this other guy's like, "Oh, what's going on? I'm dizzy." And Arnold's like, oh my god, they haven't eaten me yet. Oh, best special effects ever. It's so convincing, like, it's freaking me out. He's like totally become a plant. And he's still holding a mug. And the mug has got plants coming out of it. Oh, see, they really improved his face as well.
He looks better now than he did.
Yeah, but he's missing those damn glasses. And this guy's just like...
daydreaming of having, like, being back at the army with the guys
in bed. Because they had such a good time sleeping together. It's like the missing guys from Freddy's Revenge.
I can see a little drool on the side of his face.
He's now realised that it's Arnold because he saw those awesome shorts. Those, you know, rainbow plaid shorts that he's wearing. And now he's like, oh my god, Arnold, you look so much better.
Timmy stuck down the well, Arnold?
Look at him. Oh my god.
You yeah, look the so be- hot. Yeah, yeah, the best thing you're going to do is like rip off his mouth.
Yeah. He's gonna like rip the bark off, but it's him.
Ow, 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 ow.
That looks like it's gonna hurt.
Ow!
You ripped off my nose, you bitch.
Oh, there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, blood, it's green. It's like the. Who bleeds green? I can't remember.
Oh, it is green too.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose since he's a plant now, he, like, bleeds green.
Yeah, he's a plant. But they're all, like, got green in them somehow because they're, like, sweating green and everything.
Now he's going to pull him out of the house.
Oh, no. There goes the decorative house plant.
Meanwhile, 10 hours later.
He's just, like, taking the pot. Like, he doesn't even try to get his feet out of it. What a retard.
20 hours later.
They're, like, really stupid, these people. But I don't think smart ever came into this movie, ever. Oh, he's not feeling so good. Uh-oh. Best actress ever is back.
Oh, look out.
Hello, dear. And
hi.
Anna's like, oh, no. And now she, like, hit him, but she, like, her hand was nowhere near him. And he went flying.
And he fell onto the bed.
Oh, she wants him in bed. I thought she was into girls, though, but he's kind of pretty girly, so.
Oh, I suppose it makes sense.
Yeah, it, like, she's totally, you know, she likes the feminine guys. And she's going to punish Arnold now. And he's just like, oh my god, she's got a chainsaw. Which I don't know where she's got it from.
Leatherface makes an appearance.
Yeah, she looks like Leatherface. Oh. I don't know where she suddenly got the chainsaw from.
And what if she's a witch, why would she need a chainsaw?
I don't know. Does this movie make sense? No. She's just calling him a little flower now. And, like, I don't know where she's putting that chainsaw. But Arnold's smiling as she's doing
and
it.
And he's enjoying the hell out of it.
Well, yeah. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
He's probably thinking he's finally having sex.
Yeah, his idea of sex is getting chainsawed in the crotch. And now somehow there's green stuff in a blender.
It's probably Arnold.
Arnold in the blender. Yeah, I'd probably put his ugly ass in the blender.
Here comes...
Sorry, here comes... Arnold.
We love you, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold. And now his dad and family... I think I'd be happier if it was
I think it's weird that the townspeople got there before they did.
And they all drive utilities. And apparently everyone likes wearing stripes. Well, the men do anyway.
Oh, yeah. They do too.
Look, everyone's wearing stripes and this fella's playing piano.
He's even wearing stripes too.
He is. They've got the whole band out and they've got their green food. Oh, wait, that one's got pink on it. And Mum's just like, look, everyone's here. I can be with the ugly people. And Dad's just like, ugh. And they're all, like, dancing and got their green food. But notice it's all, like, cakes. There's no actual real food. Yeah, they have, like, apples and corn in the shop. And Mum's, like, coming onto eyebrows, dude. And Dad's just like, oh, this really bad guy's here. And... They're throwing us a party. Alrighty. This is like the dumbest family, like, in the history of movie families. And Dad's just like, oh, I want the food. I'm not going to have hunger pains. But notice no one's eating up anything. And it all says, eat me. You know, like Alice in Wonderland. Yeah,
they're very blunt about it, aren't they?
Dave? Yeah. Are you going to piss on the food again, little kid? And now he's telling them they're all goblins. And everyone's just like, this kid's a fucking retard. Dad's just getting pissed. Go to your room now. You're not gonna piss on hospitality again. He doesn't want to have to do that build up anymore.
And the son runs away. He's like, oh.
And the guy's just like telling him crap, and it just don't make any sense. Look at his face, Grandpa. Grandpa.
He's probably thinking, now I'm gonna have a chance with that kid.
This is making me hungry for really ugly cakes. And blue cordial.
That cake's got red stuff on it.
It's not cordial. Green. Ooh, cake. Hey, but they're not green on the inside. That sponge looked like chocolate. But it's weird, like, where's, like, the real food? It's all just desserts. Aren't they suspicious?
You know, they're just sitting there probably thinking, you know, we should tell them we don't like country
music. Look at the weird witch was in the mirror and now goblin just jumped
and
out.
And now she's a goblin.
And he's like, Grandpa! But Grandpa's a ghost. Silly kid.
Well, there's Terry Gilliam again.
And suddenly the mum's just like hypnotized by everyone. And what's his name?
She really Eyebrows doesn't like guy. Country music. She's petrified.
Eyebrows guy had like a napkin tucked into his shirt. And now this goblin, whatever, is going
to
eat
very
him.
Very slowly getting towards
But him. Somehow Grandpa's come back to life and he chopped off Goblin's hand.
I think it's amazing that a ghost is able to handle an axe.
Yeah, and she jumped back through the mirror without her hand.
Oh, here we go. This is a big rat. Her Oscar-winning moment, well, in her mind.
Did you notice that they, like, reversed the mirror-breaking scene?
Yes.
Grandpa! Oh, God, he's a creepy grandpa. What fire? He's like, we got to put out a fire. He's like, what fire? The fire we're gonna start. So not only
Grandpa,
that, but you're gonna
Grandpa's
turn
an
him
arsonist.
Into... Yeah, I was gonna say, like, not only is he teaching the kid to piss on food... He's now going to make him into an arsonist.
As all grandpas should.
And now she's, like, doing a big screaming moment, the weird witch lady with, like, the best-looking lips ever. I think Angelina Jolie is so jealous right now. Now she somehow grew her hand back. This movie's amazing.
Her hand is probably the only attractive part of her body.
And even that, it's not very attractive.
She's probably faking groovy.
And the fact that it's all, like, sweaty and stuff, it looks like she lubed it up. It's quite gross.
Oh, here comes my favourite line in the movie. wait a minute. She's constipated.
She looks like the exorcist gone wrong.
You know what's funny? When she said that line, the director was actually telling her every single day of the set. So, like, that is enough!
That's enough! All right, now, we've got our fire extinguisher, and we're going to start the fire and make sure we put it out. Come on.
Yeah, he's a very confused arsonist.
Yes, but somehow he's a ghost still. I mean, it so makes, like, perfect sense. And, like, yeah, I don't know, they're gone outside now.
How they got outside, we'll never know. Despite the fact there are a lot of people on the first floor.
Yeah, I know. It makes so much sense. This is, like, the most sense a movie's ever made. Now they're looking through the window and Dad's, like, getting into the music and Mum's just, like, hypnotised. What am I seeing?
Dad's just bopping along. Mum's just doesn't know what to do.
I wouldn't mind seeing Dad clock Mum in the face with a punch. And now, like, the Patrick Duffy dude is telling him to go back to his Kingdom of Shadows. He's stolen the arsonist stuff. And he's wearing tails. I don't know why he'd be wearing tails. Oh, he's got evil yellow eyes. I don't understand how he can see Grandpa if Grandpa's a ghost. I don't get the whole Grandpa thing. It doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't even do anything.
But,
so.
But now he's like giving Grandpa like a ghost heart attack or something.
Yeah, you could really, kill a ghost again.
Yeah. It's so like, I mean, the running theme is how much sense this movie makes. Joshua! Grandpa! Are you really in hell? No. yes.
We're in hell from watching, we're going straight to hell after watching this movie, that's for sure.
And that guy looks like he just, like, came in his pants and now he's been set on fire because Ghost Grandpa can produce lightning. And now he's disappeared.
And another cast member of Troll 2 has committed suicide.
And somehow he's somewhere in the world,
Nick Cage is watching this scene and he's going, how did he get burned? How did he get burned? How did he get burned?
This was his inspiration for Wicker Man. Oh, look, his dad to the rescue. He's so hot.
And he's this is a good thing, that fire extinguisher was there.
Yeah, I know. It's a good thing they like brought it with
and
him.
And he knew where it was, too.
Yeah. Ooh, fire extinguisher. And, like, isn't he, like, a goblin or something? Yeah. Well, you know, a prop goblin.
Holy crap, they killed Vern Troyer.
And now Dad's come to the realization that his son knew about the goblins all along. What is this?
Oh, the cop is really pissed off.
They're like, it's leftover props from Star Wars.
You know, that shirt, the uniform that the cop's wearing is too much for him, that it's going to burst.
I know, it's like 10 sizes too small. Speaking about muffin tops, he's got a massive one.
I just think it's funny that they're going to get them and they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah. And
they're just like, look how we'll convincing. Get you eventually.
Yeah. Look how convincing the mum is. She's really aiming for that, Razzie. And look how everyone's got like this bitchy looks on their face, except for that dude.
You know, they couldn't have caught them by now.
I know. Like, how many of them compared to the family? I mean, they're probably scared because Dad's, like, really buff.
I suppose. But remember, they are pussies because they got little vaginas all over them.
They got vaginas all over them. And, like, a lot of them, even the chicks, have, like, these really bad mullets.
They're going to get them. They're probably thinking, we're going to get you in a second.
Yeah, and it may be, like, 10 years. Oh, we're going to run now, and no one's chasing them. They're and where do they run? Free. They run into the house. They and don't run away.
Not moving at all.
Yeah, and now the witch is summoning the magic rocks of Stonehenge. She's like really convincing, and this makeup is like the best makeup job ever. And now for some reason we see clouds in the sky.
And she's got yellow eyes now.
Yeah, and that guy in his RV with his shirt open.
She just said it's nighttime, so
it's gone tonight.
So it's technically daytime now.
I don't know. If it's night, it's day. It's day, it's night. And now
he's out there thinking, where are the guys? Where are they going?
Yeah, he was ready for him because he had his shirt undone and everything. And she's like at Stonehenge somehow. She's got like Stonehenge, you know, like castle thing. Right about now would be a good time for Keyboard Cat to come into play.
You definitely know when the movie has stopped being interested, when it just, like, zooms off and just focuses on something else.
Yeah, it goes onto this ball thing. And now somehow
they're probably thinking that's more interesting than this performance.
Yeah, well, somehow she's completely changed and she looks normal. And she's, like, even got different clothes on.
She kind of looks like you, Marcy.
Oh, my God. I'm not talking to you anymore. You are no longer my friend. Well, you kind of look like the mum.
Oh, I can take that as a compliment.
I was going to say...
I'm terrified. She's like, look at
me. I was going to say you look like eyebrow guy. Oh. There's some sandwiches for you. If you don't eat it, we'll be forced to kill you violently. What sort of stupid lines are these? He, like, throws them a bag of sandwiches to the door.
The mum's probably thinking, we should consider it.
She's like, ooh, I'm hungry.
You know, they could easily have just got into the house. It's not like they barricaded the house or anything.
I know, it's, like, really stupid. And then they're talking about, like, putting vinegar on them or something.
And now Terry Gilliam is upset. He's upset because he can't get...
The mum's saying that they don't have weapons to defend themselves, but the people aren't, like, even coming near the house. Yeah, because, like, they're so attacked you and everything.
Yeah, Elliot will do something.
And Joshua's going, we need Grandpa Seth. And Dad's like, Joshua, he's dead. I know he's dead, but he's been helping us.
He hasn't really. Yeah, he only did one thing.
And then Holly's like, oh, let's have a seance.
As
Look at Joshua's face. You're a genius, big sister. Meanwhile, this guy's like watching porn. Or something.
Her being a genius is pretty debatable, but...
Well, yeah.
What's he watching? It's good that...
I don't know. I thought he was watching porn, but, you know. I mean,
it's
he looks
weirdest
like...
looking porn I've ever seen.
Well, judging by his character, he'd want to watch it. Somehow, he can see that woman who somehow managed to, like, make herself look half decent.
And somehow there's a camera outside the RV.
Yeah. And he's like, ooh. And she's got, like, some corn with her. Can I entice you with my corn?
He's probably thinking, I guess that's a better substitute than cock.
See, I'm waiting for the children of the corn children to show up now. Oh my god. It's not a program. I'm real. Come and get me. No,
yeah,
bitch, stay
she's...
outside. I keep expecting, like, him to, like, rip his clothes off, but it's not happening. Maybe because he seemed more interested in the guys. But all the guys left him because he's the ugly one.
I suppose it's the closest thing he'll get to a man. It's because she's...
she's rather manly.
Yeah.
You know, in her goblin-like
in a goblin-like.
Yeah. And she's trying to be sexy by showing, like, her stockings. See? And the corn.
He's looking her up and down. He's probably thinking, man, where on earth can I get that dress?
Yeah, and he wants that corn because he knows
and
he wants
those stockings too.
Yeah, I think he wants to wear the stockings and use the corn.
He just wants to look exactly like her.
And she's like, won't you invite me in? He's like, yeah, of course. Just give me the corn. And yeah, this is like weird. So you just see a chick outside and you're just going to invite her in. Okay. She's got corn on her, and she's putting it in her pocket.
He's a bit frightened.
This is just, like, weird. And he's just like, yeah, there's a girl in here. And now he's asking her how she likes it. He just gets straight to the point. Because that's so what she's after, right? Ooh, yeah.
She's just disappointed because there's no plants around the RV.
She wants, like, she wishes she was a plant. He was a plant. So the goblins could eat him. I don't know what she's doing, if it's, like, supposed to be sexy and turn him on, but it's kind of creepy.
She probably has never had sex with anyone in her entire life.
She's just really doesn't know. She's, like, trying to touch his chest and being all seductive, but it's, like, so not.
He looks terrified because this is like, because he's being touched by a girl.
His role model was Jesse from Freddy's Revenge. She's like,
he's thinking Brad Pitt. Oh.
She's got the corn out now.
She's not subtle, is she?
No. She's like, got her stockings out and she's like rubbing the corn and it's like really weird and creepy.
And he's probably thinking, I want to rub that too.
He wants a real one. And now she's asking him if he's hungry. And look at his face. He likes popcorn, he says. And now she's saying that she's going to heat it up. Okay. And now she's put the corn in his mouth and they're eating the corn together. In the most unerotic moment on film ever. And it's popping everywhere. Now they're covered in popcorn. Like, for real, there's, like, popcorn, like, going everywhere.
He popped too soon.
And now somehow they managed to stick all these candles on the table to have a seance for Grandpa.
Well, they could easily just put them in candle holders.
Yeah, I know. It's so dumb. And, like, Josh was going, we've got to raise our hands, otherwise the seance won't work. You got to concentrate.
It's hard to concentrate when they're dumb.
When the mum looks
See, they're happy. Just, like, still there. They're not doing
they're anything. They're not doing anything. They're just, like, standing outside their house.
They're just waiting until the director tells them to do something.
Yeah, and then the sheriff just decides to, like, shoot a bullet in the air to show them they're still there. Righto. They don't, like, invade the house and just shoot them. No. That wouldn't be interesting. And then it was like, why aren't they showing any sign of life?
Well, why don't you go in and find out, you stupid cop?
Well, go inside, dumbasses. Mr. Eyebrows is, like, giving Dad the, ooh, you're dreamy look.
The mum looks really bored. But then again, she's just like that throughout the whole
movie.
She just
doesn't know how to emote. And somehow lightning strikes.
Oh, lightning flash.
Yeah, the candles are going out.
She goes all Sam Raimi.
There's all wind everywhere.
Somehow. This is the best, one of the funniest parts of the movie.
I thought the whole movie was funny.
Oh, well, this is like...
tragically funny.
Yeah. Oh, the... You know, just like this, just like the wind, this movie blows too.
How long did it take you to think of that joke? Now there's glowing. The mum with her convincing face. And Dad's just like, that's not possible. Eyebrows guy's like, that's the voice of your grandpa. You only have 10 minutes.
It's gonna be the longest 10 minutes of your life.
Yeah, it goes for about 20 minutes. And you can see like the boogers up the kid's nose just about.
And the mum's just reacting.
They have to destroy the magic stone that gives goblins their power.
And the dad's doing nothing. You know how they were able to get these reaction shots? They just showed them the dailies from the shoot. That's how they were able to have those reaction shots.
That's how they could get them to emote at all. And now Joshua's passed out and the mum's just, like, so panicked. She's, like, the most convincing actress ever. And somehow Joshua's turned
into a goblin.
And the goblin is, like, 10 times the size of Joshua.
And it's amazing that they didn't see him change right in front of their eyes.
Yeah, I know. Because that guy's eyebrows got in the way. He was, like, fully blinding them. They couldn't see anything. Oi, goblins, get off Dad. They're like...
Some of these goblins have really big eyebrows. Are we sure that Elliot isn't one of them?
I think Elliot might actually be a goblin. And Dad was, like, ahead of everyone, and now he's, like, behind. Yeah, look at the eyebrows.
And now the dad's being attacked by Ian Holm.
I thought it was Elliot again. Those eyebrows are massive. Did you see how he fell down the stairs? And now somehow, Joshua is not a goblin anymore.
He's now at Credence's house.
He somehow went to that witch's house, church thing, and he's like sleeping on the altar, and he's all sweaty. That's an ongoing theme in this movie, sweat. They're always sweaty. And he's like, Grandpa, get over your grandpa, little kid.
He was just hoping that it was all a dream.
Well,
and
I'm
that
sorry.
He wasn't in the movie.
Yeah. I'm sorry, kid, but you're at the weird church place full of trees and vines and stuff. They want you to become a vegetarian.
They're so persistent.
The moral of the story is that vegetarians are evil.
I think the message that this movie is trying to convey is that you just don't make friends with salad.
You don't make friends with salad.
Salad. You don't make friends with salad.
Quite clearly. Like, really, like, the message of the story is, oh, if you don't eat meat, you're a pussy. Obviously, because you grow pussies on your face.
Yeah.
Like the townsfolk who don't eat meat because they're pussies. Exactly. But like you said, they are pussies because they don't know how to go after the family. Oh, man, look at that guy's eyebrows. They're, like, insane. I kind of, like, they look like caterpillars. I want to kind of, like, wax them off completely. This goblin attacks Holly and she laughs. And they did the same shot of him falling down the stairs. These are, like, the creepiest goblins.
And there's that goblin again who was just thrown down the stairs. And the mum just, like, screams.
They've, like, got really convincing reaction shots. It's amazing. It's like, I'm just, like, in so in awe of just how scared they are. And now he's seeing all those weird, like, Liza Minnelli pictures in the in the church thing. And he's moving backwards. He's so scared.
Will there be a jump scare? Will there be a jump scare? Yes!
It's the goblin! And now all the water, whatever, the liquid's like steaming.
The camera's disinterested again.
Camera's like, oh, he kicked him. He tried to kick him in the nuts, but it didn't work. Goblins are just like trying to strangle the kid.
And yeah, they don't, like, have nuts because the dad ate their balls.
Yeah, and the kid looks like he's trying not to laugh. Look at him. Oh, scary goblin. And Grandpa somehow comes back, punches the goblin, but it doesn't, like, reach him, like, at all. Grandpa looks like a creepy pedophile.
He does. He gives that smile.
Yeah. And he, like, just, you know.
You want some ice cream, kid?
Could stop those hunger pains. And he, like, somehow has a backpack and he gives him the backpack. And he's like, this is the Stonehenge magical stone. Goblins get their power from it. Yeah, all right. Whatever you reckon, mate. It's like,
we have to have another shot at Stonehenge just to make sure we've...
Yeah, it's like, what does Stonehenge have to do with anything to do with goblins?
And how does it able to fit in her house?
Yeah, and what does goblins have to do with Troll 2? Exactly. Like, why didn't they make them trolls?
Maybe the kid is the troll, but we never...
Well, yeah. Leave,
like, the movie's ambiguous about it.
Yeah, I think the kid might actually be the troll. And the two part just means that he's, like, double the troll.
Yeah.
Somehow Grandpa can touch the stone and be like, I'm going to take your powers. And meanwhile, they're, like, running around the house and it's, like, these little shithead goblins that they can easily just throw down the stairs. Like, how threatening are they? And they've got, like, these weird spear things that they can't even throw, but by the powers that be, they can magically, like, go long distances. These are, like, the worst costumes ever. Oh, good shot of the dad. Look at him. Oh, he's so scared.
And that's probably wondering, how can I get out of this movie?
Yeah, Dad's like, oh shit, I think I regret trying to become an actor. I'm going to go back to my dentistry.
He's probably thinking I should have become a dentist.
He's like, I'm going back to my dentistry. Meanwhile...
The Elliot had the best line. We're all humans here. Can't we just get along?
Meanwhile, back in the RV, this guy's like drowning in popcorn.
So Credence's evil plan is just to cover him in popcorn.
Yeah, because apparently that's going to like stop you.
Because he has to eat his way out. Just to
he's got to eat his way out because he's Homer Simpson. And now she's like screaming in the RV or outside the RV or whatever's going on.
It's the first time she's ever seen herself in the mirror.
Yeah, obviously. She's gone back to being like really ugly. That goblin's got a big nose.
Those goblins are probably thinking, oh man, it's that actress again.
They're like, we're more convincing than these people.
Wow, the animatronics in this scene are amazing.
Now they just disappeared. Meanwhile, Eyebrows Guy's eyebrows just got, like, massively bigger. Dad just realised, oh, Joshua's all by himself. We better go get him.
And it Joshua says it's like, 5 o'clock and it's still dark outside.
Yeah. And they had 10 minutes, remember? It's like 20 minutes later. And now Grandpa's like, I gotta go. And he's like, no. And they're, like, not even touching the rock. No wonder it's not working. And plus, he's a ghost. Oh, man. These people, like, graduated from dumbass class. They're, like, top of the dumbass class.
Yeah.
Goodbye forever. Goodbye, Grandpa.
The kid's probably thinking, I'll never let you go, Jack. Jack. I'll never let you go.
And he's somehow got, a ghostly backpack. And now the witch has come back. But she was, like, at the RV before.
They can, she's quick on her feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, they can, like, move around a lot. And the goblins have suddenly appeared. And they're taking Joshua. Oh, creepy laugh. I'm so scared, bitch. Somehow her teeth, like, changed again.
Yeah, at least they're whitened this time.
Yeah, and she, like, changed clothes. Most of these goblins are fat. I didn't think vegetarians got all that fat because they don't eat meat.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, they're, like, skimming on their diet, I think.
Oh, she's acting again.
Yes, she's acting. They've got that green gooey stuff. I don't know, it's like cream that's got green food colouring in it or something. They're going to feed you, Joshua. We're going to feed you. You've been fasting. Again, who says fasting? But who says, like, most of the lines in this movie?
You know, that Dawson's Creek had more believable dialogue than this movie.
Oh my god, it's a double-decker bologna sandwich. Think about the fuds in your blood. Think about the cholesterol. Think about all the toxins. I'm gonna eat it, bitch.
The toxins.
Oh my god, no! Somehow eating a sandwich with bologna is like gonna destroy them.
He's not even touching the sandwich.
No, I don't even think he like took a bite out of it. And now he's throwing it at them and they're like, oh my god, it's bologna. You know that we don't like even have bologna here or whatever.
Well, that's a shame because if we ever get attacked by goblins and witches,
we're not going to have bologna.
Let's stand a chance.
We're going to have to throw like ham and bacon at them. And you know, they all come from the same animal. What animal is that, Marge? A magical animal? Quick, everyone, put your hands on the stone.
The mum's reacting again.
An eyebrows guy put his eyebrows on the stone.
The lightning goes.
Yeah, it's the lightning. Oh, it's the baloney.
Joshua's telling him to concentrate, but you need to have a brain to concentrate.
Suddenly, looks like she's got two sets of teeth, but it's just her lips. And now, somehow, there's, like, light shining through.
Actually, the actual goblins, they're not reacting because they're touching the stone. They're just reacting to a constant overacting.
They're reacting to how bad she is.
Yeah.
And now they're, like, falling off the ledge there. And, like, blowing up.
Another troll 2 member commits suicide.
Look at her go. Look at him. Oh, my God. This is, like, the scariest scene ever. It's, like, all weird lightning. Like, it's, like, stock footage of lightning that they keep reusing.
It's just like they got a black background and just had a light flickering behind it. Yeah.
And she's, like, trying to win her Oscar. Like, her performance is so bad, they just don't even want to give her a Razzie.
Yeah. The fact that she didn't get nominated for a Razzie is kind of like not nominating Heath Ledger for The Dark Knight. That's just wrong.
Yeah, well, they knew that she was so bad that even a Razzie just wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, it's like they thought, you know, there's just a time and a place to win a Razzie, but even you're too bad to win a Razzie.
Yeah, they thought maybe they'll give her a piece of shit on a stick as her award.
I just think it's funny, all that happened and now they're just back home like nothing's happened.
And Dad's going, oh, I've got to go to the office.
Could they have just gone there straight away?
Yeah. And then Elliot's like, yeah, I've got to go home and do my eyebrows. And so Mum's like,
she can help tweeze those eyebrows.
Mum's just like, yeah, me and Joshua will just like hang out. And the only thing in their fridge is milk and apples. See? Stupid.
So they didn't have a stock fridge when they left, despite the fact they had another family coming over. So yeah. They're just as stingy as the other family.
But see, the other family gave him all that food that got pissed on. And the mum's trying to convince him that apples are delicious. Maybe she's a goblin because she looks like a goblin.
She's still got birds in her hair.
I was going to say, with that hair. Look, he's got a picture of Superman on his wall. And yeah. Batman. Man, he's trying to be cool.
Batman couldn't even save the people in this movie. He'd be like, fuck these people.
Batman be like, yeah, this is bullshit.
Nah, I think you can handle it on your own, kid.
They're just goblins. Grow a pair.
And it's amazing that the only major stars they could get are people on posters.
Do you realise that, like, his skateboard got left behind, but it's, like, in the background?
I've never noticed that.
Because, you know, they so pay attention to these things.
Yeah, there's no continuity in this movie.
No, not at all. And now, like, the kid's like, I miss you, Grandpa.
Yeah, he misses him, all right, for obvious. Oh, no, there's creepy voices.
Oh, my God. I'm just, like, so interested in what's going to happen. The door's open. Oh, my God. Go to the door. He's got, like, a Winnie the Pooh on his, like, dressing table thing.
He's got a penguin on there, too.
He's a bit of a pussy kid. Mommy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a pussy. He relies on his dead grandpa to help him out all the time.
I want to go to the office with Dad. That'd be more interesting than this.
He probably said he was going to the office, but he's never coming back.
He's just like, oh, I'm going to get a pack of cigarettes and never comes home. I was going to say his paperwork would be more interesting.
I wonder if his office is a dentistry.
Yeah, he's going to the dentist.
He's going to do some dental work. He's going to stay there for the rest of his life and not come back.
He's run away to become a dentist. Oh, look, there's a ball coming down the stairs.
And Elliot left to go direct Cabin Fever and Hostel.
It says, yummy. Mom is so good. Mmm, tasty. Mommy! And it's all green in the shower. And there's, like, all green fingerprints everywhere. And he's just screaming for mummy.
The Hulk must have had sex here again.
The Hulk spammed everywhere. He's like the hidden character in the movie.
Even he's thinking, fuck this family, I'm not helping them. He's like,
oh, fuck this, I'm just gonna spudge everywhere. Look at his scared face. He's like such a great actor. He's very convincing. And the apple's all green, by the way. They are eating my mom. Well, yes, because your mom's a dumbass. Now somehow the goblins are at his house eating his mum, who's...
And it's the only time we see boobs in the movie.
I was going to say, there's some boobs.
Yeah, because if you think about it, this movie is kind of a bit of a sausage fest.
Yeah, it really is. Like, men in
bed. Although they would be more like vegetarian sausages.
They're eating your mommy.
They're not even eating, they're just this rubbing like her all over their mouth. All over their
face. And now they're asking if he wants to eat his mum. Somehow. And he just screams like the best shot ever. Macaulay Culkin, eat your heart out, bitch.
I read somewhere they were able to achieve this final shot of him screaming. Is this by forcing him to watch the movie again?
And that is the end of our movie. End credits.
We might as well go through the end credits. And just...
Yes, and apparently the sheriff is called Sheriff Freak.
And there's somebody named Bells.
Bells. I just call them fuckwits. And now there's, like, all these, like, Italian names. Well, a lot of them are, anyway. And that, folks, was Troll 2. Oh,
Kelly Osbourne was involved.
Kelly Osbourne.
She was, like, a location manager. See, I told you Ozzy Osbourne had something to do with this movie. Well, he must have played the country. He must have played, like, the store manager.
It was really him. He just had to, like, say, oh, yeah, Kelly did this in the movie.
Yeah, she was, like, helping her out.
Yeah. Well, that, folks, is the lovely Troll 2. And we managed to get through it with all our technical difficulties at the start and how awful the movie actually is.
And I know for a fact that for a lot of people, it's going to be a hell of a movie to try to stick up to. Now the lion's screaming at us, suckers!
The lion screamed twice.
And that is the end of Troll 2.
And that is the end of Troll 2, and that's the end of my life, because I'm going to go and kill myself after watching that again. Bloody Troll 2. Now, I've got to go take a piss on hospitality, because I want the dad to tighten those belt loops. And I think you've got to go off and meet a strange girl in the forest and watch some goblins eat her and have a really good reaction to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be doing my best. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! All right. So, do you have anything to say in closing about Troll 2? All I can say is, if anyone's still listening.
All I can say is, see this movie. There is no other movie quite like Troll 2 on the planet.
You can't even get the name right. Well, hopefully anyone listening was hopefully watching the movie as they listen to us just talk about it. But, yeah.
Or even, like, just listening to the commentary and then thinking, I might go see this Troll 2 movie now.
No, I think they're going to be like, yeah, I'm never going to watch this piece of crap movie.
But they should.
Troll 2, is it the best, worst movie?
I'd say so, yeah. It's hilarious.
Yes. I mean, it is definitely a guilty pleasure. Mm. Yeah. Well, this is our first ever audio commentary, and hopefully when we do another one, if we do another one, it won't have those kind of technical difficulties, but yeah, we shall see.
That's the magic of editing.
That's the magic of editing, yeah. I can't really edit it because then it really won't sync up anymore. So
we'll just have to make everyone like just have to go fast forward back every.
Yeah, we'll make it as difficult for you as possible. No, hopefully it's been a nice experience. So until next time. I've been super awesome and Bede has been terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll catch you later. I'll be back.
See you, everyone.
Please don't hit him, Michael. Please don't hit him.
Why not? It's what he deserves. A big spanking for a little shit.
Joshua is not a little shit. He's just very sensitive.
The smell.
Do you see this writing? Do you know what it means? Hospitality. And you can't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it!
What are you going to do to me, Daddy?
Tighten my belt by one loop so I don't feel hunger pains. And your sister and mother will have to do likewise. Okay, Joshua. You want to get rough with me? You want to show me that you don't like the choice of this house for a vacation by going on a hunger strike? Well, I'll accept the challenge. But just remember, when I was your age, I really did suffer from hunger. We'll see who gets through this. But just remember, I've got more practice than you. I'll see you tomorrow.